From WBUR in Boston, it's Weekly Warm-Up, a sampling of the cornucopia of stories and interviews featured on Only a Game, sports public radio style.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Alexi Lalas once was bearded, known for facial hair. I fear he'll now be known because his mind's no longer there. For reasons known alone to Lalas, he has said this week that MLS has lately reached a very lofty peak. He said the league in England that has left its fans delighted with mighty teams like Chelsea, Liverpool, and Man United is not as good as people think, and that, in fact, he'd send a helicopter full of MLS guys to contend for glory in the Premiership, and fans would never know. For Lalas's recruits would not be overwhelmed or slow because, said Mr. Lalas, known as he who will be hated across the realm, the scepter dial, the game there's overrated. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't be surprised if FC Dallas, on any given Saturday, could slip by Crystal Palace, but who can doubt that Sheffield Wednesday, given half a break, on any day, and wet or dry, would beat Real Salt Lake? I hope his tongue was in his cheek. I hope that he was grinning when Lalas said that MLS, a league that's still beginning to find its form and build its crowds, could even tote the boots of Albion's Premiership in the place where soccer's roots are strong and never tangled with the lesser games we know. With baseball, football, basketball, believe me, if you go to England, Demi Paradise, and other Eden, too, you'll understand my point and know why I feel as I do. In London, just in London, you can hardly walk a block that you don't see a place for soccer playing. It's a lock that we should be regarded as completely in the dark while any U.S. soccer team plays in a football park. For England, teeming womb of royal kings, knows jolly well that soccer played on football lines is soccer played in hell. But I digress. Let's hope that Lalas, sounding like a nut, has said what he has said to pump the game. I don't know what he might have had in mind beyond that aim, and who can say that I'd have otherwise talked soccer here with you today?